¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Friday. It's Friday.
Estamos on aire.
And we're on the air. That's right. Estamos on the air. Estamos al aire, ¿no? Se dice, we're on the air. Bueno, en el aire. Yeah. We're on the air. We're live. And it's our first Friday show back live, which is great. We have lots to talk about today. We're going to hear music from The Kinks. We'll talk about their song, You Really Got Me, going back to 1964. Also, we have some weird news for you, a strange and a funny story. I'll tell you all about that later on. A bunch of questions from listeners as well. And we'll also talk about the movie E.T., The Extraterrestrial, which debuted, which was released on this day in 1982. So we'll talk about that hit movie, Steven Spielberg film. That's a good name to pronounce, Steven Spielberg. We'll talk all about that. We have lots to come, lots to talk about, so let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Friday. It's Friday. All right, we've got lots to talk about today. And so I guess we'll get right into it, right? Empezamos, yeah. Let's launch right into it. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you have incorporated English into your week and that you continue to do so, because we're here giving you content all the time. So all you have to do is tune in, sintonizar. And then you say, oh, Kyle, I missed your show. Well, if you miss the show, si pierdes el programa, to miss, que también miss también puede ser echar de menos. Ah, es otro uso del verbo, to miss. But if you missed it in the sense of you didn't see it, perdiste el programa, well, you can find us on iVox and evox.com. So, yeah, of course, look up on iVox, either the app or the website, iVox. You can search for Drive Time. Anyway, let's get it started with today's program as we jump into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Do, 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 do. All right, we're pumped up, everybody. We're getting into it. It's the warm-up gym. I'll give you a couple sentences in Spanish. You say them in English. Number one, tú sabes muy bien lo que quiero. You know very well what I want.
Tú sabes muy bien lo que quiero.
You know very well what I want. Quiero que tengas esto. I want you to have this. Quiero que tengas esto. I want you to have this. Quiero que... Okay. This is one of these things that you have to memorize, you have to practice. I want you to. Subject, want, object, to, infinitive. I want you to have this. The government wants me to pay taxes. My brother wants me to call him. I want you to understand this structure. I want you to listen to more English. Kyle wants me to listen to more English. So it's the same. So please never, 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 never say, I want that. Eso no se dice. Okay, I want you to. Okay. Es fácil dar órdenes. It's easy to give orders. Yeah. It's easy to give orders. Es difícil llevarlas a cabo. It's difficult to carry them out. Llevarles a cabo. It's difficult to carry them out. It's difficult to carry them out. Llevarles a cabo. Llevar a cabo, to carry out. Hmm. Okay. It's difficult to carry them out. No te pedí que hicieras nada. I didn't ask you to do anything. No te pedí que hicieras nada. Hombre. I didn't ask you to do anything. I didn't ask you to do anything. Te estoy pidiendo que seas mi amigo. I'm asking you to be my friend. I'm asking you to be my friend.
Amigo.
Eso es, eso es. Diles que no me miren. Oye, diles que no me miren. Tell them not to look at me. Tell them not to look at me. So we don't say, tell them that they don't. No, tell them not to. Tell them not to look at me. Pídeles que no fumen. Pídeles. Ask them. Ask them not to smoke.
Autentica salud.
Ask them not to smoke. ¿Por qué quieres que yo haga eso? Why do you want me to do that? ¿Por qué quieres que yo haga eso? Why do you want me to do that? ¿Qué quieres que haga? ¿Qué quieres que haga? ¿Qué quieres que yo haga? What do you want me to do? Hey, what do you want me to do? ¿Qué quieres que yo haga? ¿A dónde quieres que vaya? ¿A dónde quieres que vaya? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? ¿Cuál quieres que yo elija? ¿Cuál? So here we have options, right? ¿Cuál? So we're going to say which one. We have understood and limited options. This is the case where we use the word which. ¿Cuál? And we're going to say which one. Which one? Hey, which one do you want me to choose? Which one do you want me to choose? Let's do a couple more, right? Hacemos dos frases más, ya que estamos de viernes. Hay que celebrar como Dios manda.
Se ahí a tope.
Eso es. Okay, this next one is más o le, bueno, more or less true. Nunca leo libros gruesos. I never read thick books. No. I never read thick books. I never read thick books. Okay, here we go. Uno más. Let me pick a good sentence. Quiero que hagas lo que te digo. I want you to do what I tell you. I want you. So it's the same. It's the same structure that we saw before. I want you to. I want you to do what I told you, or what I tell you. Lo que te, yo te digo.
Now!
Yeah, now. Come on, man. I want you to do what I tell you. Expression of the day. Expression of the day today, everybody. High and dry. Alto y seco. ¿Pero qué significa eso? Hombre. High and dry. That means, if you, now, you say someone was left high and dry. They left me high and dry. It means they left me in a difficult situation. Without resources, without help. I was left high and dry. You know, imagine someone came in to the radio studio and I say, look, join me on the show. And they start speaking and then I walk out and I leave them here to host the show for an hour and a half by themselves. And they say, Kyle, don't leave me high and dry. I don't know what I'm doing in here. Don't leave me high and dry. So it's like saying being left alone in a difficult situation without resources. Without assistance, to be left high and dry. High and dry, okay? Now, one thing I try to do almost every day here is a little bit of pronunciation. We want to develop, we want to isolate certain sounds and practice them and master them. And that's what we're going to do right now.
I live in Spain.
Spain, no. I live in Spain.
I live in Spain.
Spain. I live Spain. In Spain.
I live in Spain.
Very good.
Pronunciation. And I want to practice the word how. How? How are you doing? How are you? How? And particularly the way we link the words together, how are you? Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Okay? So if I say, ¿cómo te sientes? Hey, ¿cómo te sientes? How are you feeling? So we're linking the words together. How are you becomes how are you? How are you? How are you feeling?
¿Cómo irás? Oye, ¿cómo irás?
How are you going there? Or how are you getting there? How are you getting there? Oh, we're driving. Okay. ¿Cómo vas a decírselo? How are you going to tell them? How are you going to tell them? How are you going to tell them? So this is the way we link words together. This is real English, folks. This is not textbook English. This is not internet English or, you know, this is real English. This is street English. How are you getting there? How are you going to tell them? ¿Cómo le estás ayudando a ella? How are you helping her?
¿Cómo vais a sobrevivir?
How are you going to survive?
How are you going to survive?
¿Cómo piensas hacerlo? How are you planning to do it? How are you planning to do it? How are you planning to do it? Mm.
¿Cómo vas a empezar el discurso?
How are you going to begin the speech? How are you going to begin the... How are you going to begin the speech? Empezar el discurso. How are you going to? Okay. How are you going to begin the speech? All right. Okay. So we're going to move on. And we're going to get into a little bit of vocabulary, everybody. How about this? Everybody, vocabulary time, and we have special guest vocabulary correspondent in the house. It is Tino. How you doing?
Hello.
Tino, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay, thank you.
Perfectamente.
Perfectamente.
I hear you perfectamente, amigo. Perfectly. And Tino is a musician.
Yeah.
Right? Now, how many instruments do you play, Tino?
I play guitar and bass.
Guitar and bass.
A bit of drums.
So... And a little, you play a little bit of drums as well?
A little bit.
I didn't know that. So I was thinking we could practice today some vocabulary related to musical instruments, but maybe some different ones, not like drums, bass, maybe some new ones. Like, for example, in Spanish you say arpa. Do you know how we say that in English?
Arpa. The harp.
The harp, exactly, with an H. Harp, 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 to play the harp. Now, here's a good one. My grandfather was born in Scotland. And Scotland is famous for a musical instrument. You say the gaita, no?
Gaita. Yes.
Gaita, gaita. Gaita, thank you. So, do you know how we say that in English?
Yes. Bagpipes.
Exactly. Nice. Bagpipes. Because it makes sense, right? Porque when I bolsa, there's a bag, and then there's a bunch of pipes. Como bolsa y tubos, básicamente. Very descriptive. Bagpipes. Okay, here we go. Pandereta.
Pandereta. I think it's tambourine or...
Tambourine.
Tambourine.
Exactly, tambourine. Like the famous song by Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Mr. Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Señor Pandereta. Right? Platillos. Ching.
Platillos, the cymbals.
Yeah, cymbals. Cymbals. And how do you spell it, though, Tino? Do you know?
I think it's C.
Yeah, C.
C-I.
It's actually a Y. C-Y.
C-Y. M.
Yeah, huh?
A-L-S.
Yeah, C-Y-M-B.
Oh, sorry.
B.
B.
B. B-A-L-S, exactly.
Right.
C-Y-M-B-A-L-S. Because the same pronunciation would be symbols, que es como símbolos.
Yeah.
Like a symbol of a, you know, like an organization has a symbol, or a interrogation mark is a type of symbol. Okay, anyway. Eso es muy fácil. Batería.
Drums.
Drums. And when you sit down at the drums, we have the drum, the collection of drums is called the drum...
Drum set.
The drum set, exactly. Drum set, or also drum kit.
Oh, drum kit.
Drum kit, drum set. ¿Y la baqueta?
La baqueta. Oh, I don't know. It's sticks.
It's sticks, exactly.
Yeah.
Drumstick.
Drumstick.
Drumstick. Yeah. And we also have there's another use for drumstick, actually, too. When you're, this is strange, unrelated to music, but when you're eating chicken, a chicken leg, sometimes people call it a drumstick.
Yeah.
Una baqueta de pollo. Yeah, drumstick. It's like a chicken leg. Yeah. Oh, here's a good Spanish one. Castañuelas.
Castañuelas, castanets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. Tino, you're doing well here.
My instruments.
Yeah, Tino knows his instruments. Castanets. Now, that's something, I mean, you don't really, you know, it's almost exclusive to Spanish music, right? Flamenco.
I think so.
Castanets. All right. armónica.
Armónica. Harmonica.
Yeah. And you know who plays the harmonica is our friend Dave Boys.
Yes.
From the salad. He sometimes plays it. The harmonica. Clarinete.
The clarinet.
Clarinet. Yeah.
Clarinet.
Clarinet. Y la flauta?
The flute.
Flute. Yeah, exactly. The flute. Nice. Do you play the flute, Tino?
No. Never.
No. Okay. Trompeta.
The trumpet.
Trumpet. Trumpet. Yeah.
Trumpet.
Cool. What about, now I'm just going off the cuff here, a little bit of extra, but el saxo.
Sax?
Yeah, the sax, or the saxophone.
Saxophone.
Well, what's the full name in Spanish? You say saxofono?
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Oh, okay. Well, that's easy, the saxophone. I used to play the saxophone a little bit when I was 13 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Alto sax. Oh. So you have the alto, the...
The tenor,
yeah, and the what is it, soprano? Is it possible soprano sax, I think? Which is smaller? Tenor, alto, and oh, I should know this. I'm sure there are more types. But the alto sax is a pretty standard saxophone. Anyway, that was it, Tino. That's it. Why don't we do a quick review? Okay, I'll say it in Spanish, you say it in English one more time. Arpa?
Harp.
Gaita?
Bagpipe.
Bagpipe, yeah. Pandereta?
Pandereta, tambourine.
Tambourine, yeah. Y los platillos?
The cymbals.
Y la batería?
The drums.
The drums, yeah. Castañuelas?
The castanets.
Armónica?
The harmonica.
Harmonica, yeah. Clarinete?
The clarinet.
A clarinet. Mm-hmm. Y flauta?
The flute.
Trompeta?
Trumpet.
Exactly. There you go. Perfect. Now, actually, one more thing. With the drum set, we have also the cymbals. You say el charles.
Yeah.
El charles. Oh, el charles, yeah.
The hi-hat.
A hi-hat. Yeah, nice. The hi-hat. And I always wonder where that name comes from in Spanish, el charles.
I don't know.
There's some guy named Charles.
I don't know. Wait.
Anyway, Charles, I like that word. But yeah, the hi-hat. Como el gordo,
gorro.
Gorro de arriba. Hi-hat.
Yeah.
And you got the cymbals. You got the toms, right?
Yeah.
The floor tom.
The pedals.
Pedals, yeah.
The stands.
Stands. You have the ride. Also, there's like a crash. And the cymbals, you have the crash and the ride.
Yeah, the ride.
Do you say crash y ride in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, crash and ride.
China.
Uh-huh.
Splash.
Splash. So, yeah. We're getting deep into it now, Tino. Deep into music drum vocabulary. Cool.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tino. Wow. You did very well.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right. There you have it, folks. That is the one and only Tino helping out El Mismísimo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Okay, see you next time.
All right. So, Tino will be back next week. And we'll review some more vocabulary. But today, the world of musical instruments. And, useful. You know, little by little, we can accumulate a bit of vocabulary. But now, I want to finish off our half hour here with an interactive section. I'm going to send this out to you at home. It's time for the Drive Time Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
That's right, the Twitter translation. At home, you might be saying, Kyle, normally you used to do this at the start of the show. Well, the times, they are a-changing, folks. We're mixing it up a little bit. And I'm going to give a sentence in Spanish, and I would like you to tell me in English how to say it. Now, if you want to participate, you can write in either on Instagram or on Twitter. Tino, how can they find me?
Pero todavía no sigues a Kyle. En Twitter y en Instagram. ¿No sabes cómo se llama? Se llama...
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo. I'm Kyle Miller.
Azúcar. Azúcar. Muy bien. Okay. Yes, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram, on Twitter. Let me know. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? How do you say in English, me gusta ir a la playa desde que encontramos este lugar? Que antes no, pero ahora sí. La frase es la siguiente. Me gusta ir a la playa desde que encontramos este lugar. Now, there's a trick. Tiene su truco. This is one that, I've carefully chosen this sentence. I've carefully crafted this sentence for a particular reason because there's some grammar here that I want you to understand. We can review it later, but I want you to answer this. So write in Instagram or on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. I am K-Y-L-E-M-I-L-L-A-R. Make sure you're following there on both as well. And I'll get to your answers, okay? We'll get to your answers a little bit later on in the show. Okay, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Me gusta ir a la playa desde que encontramos este lugar. Okay, we're going to take a short break, everybody. A quick one. I'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more of the Drive Time Show. We're going to hear some music from the Kinks. Fantastic band from the 60s, and we're going to hear their classic song, You Really Got Me. I'll tell you all about it. And plenty more on this Friday edition as we roll on with the Friday edition of the Drive Time Show. We'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more, so don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en la habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Beat for Teens, de Vaughan.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será, en habitaciones individuales con baño privado, en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la Ciudad Universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La coordinación pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Campamentos de verano Vaughan, 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Is Ray Davies and the Kinks. And 6 years ago today, Ray Davies was awarded with a London Legend Award, a ceremony held at the Camden Roadhouse in London. For his songwriting abilities, he said, "I accept this award on behalf of young writers and all the people embarking on careers and as a symbol of the future." But this song, as we go back to 1964, the Kinks had a number one hit with this song. A song that Ray Davies wrote the lyric to after watching girls dancing in a club. It's maybe not the most articulate lyric, but to the point. The guy in the song is infatuated. He's in love with a girl, and all he can do is talk about how she's really got him. She's captivated him. Yeah. Now, he talked about the inspiration to this song in an interview a few years ago. He said, "I was playing at a gig at a club in Piccadilly, and there was a young girl in the audience who I really liked. She was beautiful. She was thin, not overly skinny, but she was thin, and she had not long hair, but down to here, or down to her shoulders, and she said she was just beautiful. And he found her captivating. And he said, she really got me." And that was the inspiration for the song. This one came out in August of 1964. It climbed to number one by September, where it stayed for a couple of weeks. This is in the UK. In America, it was released in September and peaked at number seven in November of that year. Ray Davies is the only songwriter credited on the track, although his brother Dave came up with that signature guitar sound. One of many sort of tension points between the two brothers, who often had some disagreements at times. And I guess there was some tension about who should be credited with the song, and Ray had the lyrics and Dave had the guitar, but Ray got credit for the song in general. But apparently he wanted to make it similar to the song Louie Louie. You know the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, which was a hit that got the crowd dancing. And he said, "I want a song that'll get the crowd dancing like that." And he came up with this one, "You Really Got Me," which certainly was a big hit and an iconic 60s song from the Kinks. The Kinks. All right. Another interesting fact about Ray Davies is that Fitz met him This is a fun fact, Tino. You might not know this. Fitz met Ray Davies of the Kinks, but Fitz used to work in a bank in Ireland, and Ray Davies came in and deposited a check or something. And that's my Fitz and Ray Davies story. It's about the extent of it. Yeah, there he is, just like that. And there we have it. All right, let's go ahead with today's awesome adjective.
A. Amazing.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Cheap.
D.
Dirty.
E.
Expensive.
F.
Friendly.
G.
Good.
H.
Happy.
I.
Interesting.
J.
Jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Awesome adjectives. I want to give you a couple today. A few different adjectives. We're going to look at a few sentences using some adjectives, and we will practice with these. Here's a good one. Has hecho un trabajo concienzudo.
Ooh.
You've done a thorough job. Thorough. Thorough. A lot of letters. Thorough. You've done a thorough job. So if you've done a thorough job, it means you've been complete. You've done your homework. You've researched it. You've worked hard. Your job is complete. It is done in great detail. Thorough. 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 Okay. You've done a thorough job. Okay, another one. Esto solo es un plan provisional. Nada más que provisional. This is only... Now, we do have the word in English, provisional, but I would say tentative. 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 Now, tentative means provisional. We also have temporary, but tentative. It's like the expression for the time being. De momento. Por ahora. For now. Tentative. This is only a tentative plan. Es un apaño. Temporal. It's a tentative, tentative plan. This is a tentative plan. Okay, how about another one? People at home say, oh, Dios mío, qué suerte tenemos. Tres? Three adjectives? All right, so we've seen tentative. We've seen thorough. And here we go. Ha sido una experiencia gratificante. Eso sí, como el programa de hoy. Gracias, Carl, por el programa de hoy. Ha sido una experiencia gratificante.
Perfectísimo.
Yeah, I know. It's been a rewarding... It's been a rewarding experience. Rewarding. It's been a rewarding experience. Rewarding. So we have the verb to reward. We also have award, to give an award. So to award someone with, to award someone is to give someone something. I'm awarding you with a prize. I'm awarding you with this, to give you something for something that you've done. But reward is more specifically like to compensate for something. It's a reward directly related to, you know, you can win an award, an Oscar. I won an award, but I was rewarded for the work I did. So reward as a verb. Award, often a noun. Award can be a verb. They awarded me this. It's almost like saying they presented it to me. To award as a verb is almost like present, to present something to someone. But reward is like compensating someone because they've achieved something incredible. Okay, so there is a difference there that sometimes might be a little bit fine. Award and reward. Okay, award and reward. All right, I think it's time for a challenge. Don't you think, Tino? He says, oh, yeah. Un buen reto. Estamos de viernes.
Let's get it. Lo prefiero.
I know. Okay, let's get into it. It's time for today's interrogative challenge.
Interrupting Challenge.
Interrogative challenge. You know how this one works. I think you do. ¿Lo sabes? Do you know how this works? Okay. I'm going to give you the answer, and you ask me the question.
Ah.
Okay? So you have to pay attention. Hay que prestar atención. You have to pay attention to the part of the sentence that I stress. Que voy marcando. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on. It costs $900 to fly to California. How much does it cost to fly to California? Very good. Number two, it was Dave's fault. Whose fault was it? ¿De quién fue la culpa? Oye, ¿de quién fue la culpa? Whose fault was it? Number three, I've gone over 2/3 of the report. How much of the report have you gone over? Repasar, to go over. How much of the report have you gone over? You can learn the process by observation. How can I learn the process?
¿Cómo?
How? How can I learn the process? Number five, I think it'll last around 2 hours. How long do you think it will last? Durar. How long do you think it will last? He's made 3 New Year's resolutions this year. How many New Year's resolutions has he made this year?
3.
He's made 3 New Year's resolutions this year. This next one's a lie. I smoked 20 cigarettes yesterday. How many cigarettes did you smoke yesterday? How many cigarettes did you smoke yesterday? She's looking at you. Who is she looking at? ¿A quién está mirando?
¿Quién?
Who? I no sé. At you. She's looking at you. Who? Who is she looking at? He broke it last night. When did he break it?
¿Cuándo?
¿Cuándo? When? The sun rose at 7:15 this morning. What time did the sun rise this morning? What time did the sun rise this morning? I lost the second draft of the report. How many drafts of the report? Sorry, excuse me. Pardon me. Which draft of the report did you lose? I lost the second draft, unfortunately. You have to sign it at the bottom of the page. Where do I have to sign it?
¿Dónde?
Where, exactly, where? Where do I have to sign it?
Very good.
Very good. Muy bien. Eso es un reto un poco difícil. Hay que practicarlo. You have to practice this. Y no cuesta nada practicarlo. Puedes descargar programas Drive Time en iVoox, iVoox.com, o también desde la aplicación iVoox,
gratis. You can download shows, this show, the Drive Time Show. It's free at iVox. And work with those challenges. Practice with those challenges. Translation, interrogative, work with them every day, and you will gain fluency. You will gain agility with the interrogative form and with key grammar structures. It will help you. Particularly those challenges. I recommend listen to the podcast because you can wind it back. You can review. Puedes repasar con la grabación y el podcast. Puedes escuchar otra vez. Puedes escuchar, coger ese 5 minutos, pick this 5-minute piece, listen to it, and listen to it again, and review, and go back, and stop, pause it, think, review, say the sentence out loud, and then the next day, do it again, and keep reviewing until you can form the sentences correctly. Okay? IVOOX is the app. IVOOX, and search for, when you're in there, just type Drive Time. The name of the program, Drive Time. From Vaughn Radio, Drive Time with Kyle Miller. You'll see it there in the iVox app. It's free. Okay. Now, we did have a structure here that I wanted to mention. What was this? Oh, now I forget. I've lost my train of thought. I'll have to come back to that. But let's get into some weird stuff. Oh, boy, we have a weird one here. Let's have a look at today's weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news. Okay, here's a story of a 4-year-old boy. This is dangerous. A 4-year-old kid went on a computer and his parents' Amazon account was open. Or his mother's Amazon account was open. And he went and he bought $2,600 worth of SpongeBob ice pops. Basically, what do you say? Un flas, no? And you get those un flas de agua con azúcar y colores y tal. Un flas, no? Un flash de yellow. Yeah, we call them ice pops, or different countries, ice lollies probably in Britain. So Amazon initially told the mother, this kid named Noah, that they would not take them back. He bought 918 of these things. That's the thing. You give a 4-year-old a credit card, and he's on Amazon, you're getting 900 SpongeBob ice lollies from Amazon within a couple of days. Okay? So this, what he did, I guess he bought 51 cases, 51 boxes of these things. So a total of 918 ice pops. Racking up a bill of $2,618.85. And most of them were actually delivered. So he didn't just click. He actually followed through, completed the payment, and he had them delivered to his aunt's house. So Amazon told his mother first that they would not take them back. And she had to pay the bill. But Amazon has since been able to find a solution. Well, they offered a solution, I guess. What actually happened? Apparently, a fundraising effort was put together to help her pay for the ice lollies, the ice pops, and then she raised $14,000 from people across the country. Now the boy is considered he's autistic, and so what they did was, they said that they would use the money that was raised online. They had an online GoFundMe. They raised $14,000, so they would pay for the ice pops, and they would use the rest of the money to pay for his education. Okay. Well, that's good. It's incredible, these GoFundMe campaigns. People are making all kinds of money with this stuff, right? So good for them. Anyway, that's an odd story though. Let's go ahead and take a look at our paragraph of the day.
paragraph of the day.
All right, folks, it's time for the paragraph of the day. We've brought this section back recently, and we're going to get into it. So our paragraph goes like this. When the psychologist told the military flight instructors that their students would respond better to praise than to ridicule, the instructors were totally against the advice. They said that whenever they praised a pilot for a perfect landing, the next landing was worse. And that every time they shouted at a pilot for a horrible landing, the next one was better. The psychologist answered that when a pilot made a perfect landing, the next one would almost always be worse, regardless of praise or ridicule. Likewise, a horrible landing would almost always be followed by a better one, no matter what you do. Makes sense, right? Tiene sentido. Now, maybe you don't understand what I said. I'm going to review it again. Okay. When the psychologist told the military flight instructors that their students would respond better to praise than ridicule, cuando el psicólogo le dijo a los instructores militares de vuelo que sus alumnos responderían mejor ante los elogios que ante las burlas, bueno, praise, elogios, praise, las burlas, ridicule, ridicule. The instructors were totally against the advice. Los, okay, esos se mostraron totalmente en contra de su consejo. They were totally against his advice. Okay? They said that whenever they praised a pilot for a perfect landing, the next landing was worse. Okay? Dijeron que cuando elogiaban a un piloto por un aterrizaje perfecto, el siguiente era peor. Okay, a perfect landing. The next landing was worse. And every time they shouted at a pilot for a horrible landing, the next one was better. Y que cada vez que gritaban a un piloto por un aterrizaje horrible, el siguiente era mejor. Claro. The next one was better. The psychologist answered that when a pilot made a perfect landing, right, el psicólogo contestó que cuando un piloto realizaba un aterrizaje perfecto, el siguiente siempre era peor. The psychologist answered that when a pilot made a perfect landing, the next one would almost always be worse. Bueno, siempre, casi siempre. Would almost always be worse, regardless of praise or ridicule. A pesar de los elogios. Bueno, a pesar de elogios o burlas. Regardless of praise or ridicule. Likewise, a horrible landing would almost always be followed by a better one, no matter what you do. Asimismo, un aterrizaje malo casi siempre era seguido por uno mejor, independientemente de lo que hagas. Independientemente de lo que hagas. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. Okay. And I think there's some logic here. Right? If you do something perfect or something really, really great, the next one is probably going to be worse if you have some random distribution of outcomes. The next one is probably going to be worse. And if one outcome is particularly bad, the next outcome is likely, statistically likely to be better. Right? If one is abnormally bad, the next one is likely to be better. If it's abnormally good, the next one is likely to be worse. It has nothing to do with, well, it might have something to do with praise or ridicule. Maybe there was some slight influence in
in behavior or a slight influence in, yeah, in behavior that would affect the outcome. But statistically, you know, more or less, when something's bad, the next one's going to be better. And when something's good, the next one's going to be worse. So let me read it one more time. I'm going to review it one more time. Now that we have reviewed the vocabulary, I'll go through it at full speed, okay? When the psychologist told the military flight instructors that their students would respond better to praise than ridicule, the instructors were totally against the advice. They said that whenever they praised a pilot for a perfect landing, the next landing was worse, and that every time they shouted at a pilot for a horrible landing, the next one was better. The psychologist answered that when a pilot made a perfect landing, the next one would almost always be worse, regardless of praise or ridicule. Likewise, a horrible landing would almost always be followed by a better one, no matter what you do. There you have it. I think that's true, and that is an interesting one. That's our paragraph of the day. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to take a quick one, but I'll be back. Don't worry, I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be back with the final half hour. We're going to have questions from listeners in our by request section. We're going to look at some phrasal verbs and also some history today. E.T. The movie E.T. came out on this day in 1982. We'll talk about that and some interesting facts about the film as well. So plenty more to come in the final half hour of the Drive Time Show. Stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Baugan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Baugan y el Atleti.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Baugan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Baugan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Baugan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Baugan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Baugan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupobaugan.com y poneros a prueba.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Baugan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Baugan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Baugan. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate.
tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres.